This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
شهید منصور ستاری حقیقتاً یک نخبه بود هم از لحاظ
شهید منصور ستاری was actually a elite in terms of thought.
ما در برخورد با ضد انقلاب داخلی که از اولین توطئه‌های
We can witness the active struggle of the Iranian aviation forces.
فلسطین، سوریا، لبنان، الحسین ليس عراقي وليس عربي.
As I walk through the palm groves, I hear the wind that blows and whispers the epic of the red moments of martyrdom.
Today's story, The Life and Character of Shahid Mansur Sattari. Listeners, one of the most prominent martyrs of the Islamic Republic of Iran is Shahid Mansur Sattari. He was born in 1327 in the Iranian calendar in one of the villages of the city of Varamin called Vali Abad. His father was a virtuous poet who passed away 9 years later and left Sattari's family in poverty. One of his poetic compilations is called The Mourning Place of the Lovers, which was a source of comfort for his children. Shahid Mansur Sattari went to elementary school in Vali Abad of Varamin and finished middle school in the village Unique of Baghir Abad. Despite all the difficulties he suffered in his studies, he would engage in gaining knowledge with assiduity and diligence. In 1346 in the Iranian calendar, after finishing middle school, he entered the military academy, and after completing the training, he became second lieutenant. In 1350 in the Iranian calendar, he went to the U.S. in order to pass a specific training course. After a year, he returned to Iran and worked as the aviation officer of the Iranian Air Force. 3 years later, he participated in the National University Entrance Exam and was accepted in the field of electronics. But because the imposed war started, he preferred to defend his country and abandoned studying. We learn from this great martyr that there is nothing more important than defending one's country. And now, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei talks about the martyrs of Iran, including Shahid Mansour Sattari.
Shahid Mansour Sattari.
Shahid Mansour Sattari was actually a leet in terms of thought, science and practice, as well as motivation, faith and presence in difficult situations. May Allah bless the soul of Shahid Sattari and resurrect him on the Day of Judgment with his noblest saints.
Shahid Sattari Azizamun Ruba.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Mansour Sattari, one of the martyrs of the Iranian Air Force, was a believing, brave, and intelligent officer. He would implement many innovative plans in radar systems and aviation, which were a formidable obstacle to the enemy invasions. In 1363 in the Iranian calendar, due to the efficiency and merit that he had shown of himself, he was installed as the deputy of the aviation operations of the Iranian Air Force. In 1364 in the Iranian calendar, he was promoted as the deputy of plans and programming of the Iranian Air Force. Ultimately, this committed an efficient member of the Iranian Air Force was appointed as the commander of the Iranian Air Force in 1365 in the Iranian calendar. Shahid Sattari used to say, "We must accept this fact that we are now in a stage where America and England will never do anything for us. So to whom have we pinned our hopes? We must, through our own effort, do our own job and show the results of our works to the future generation so that they would not be misled." Now, the voice of Shahid Sattari and the English translation of his words.
ما در برخورد با ضد انقلاب داخلی که از اولین توطئه‌های
We can witness the active struggle of the Iranian aviation forces against the plots of the hegemonic powers and its spies during the Islamic Revolution of Iran and after that in Iraq imposed war on Iran. We could also see that how the brave members of the Iranian aviation forces became martyr on the path of the Islamic Revolution of Iran.
Now, Sayyid Hashim al-Haydari talks about the culture of martyrdom.
صحيح نبحث عن المدينة كشعائر، نبحث عن الزيارة كمستحب، ولكن الواجب أن نقف على أراضي كربلاء.
It is true that we are looking for the city of Karbala for our rituals and for the ziyara as mustahab. However, it is wajib to stand up in the lands of Karbala, in the battlefields of Karbala. Today's resistance front is not confined for today only. The resistance front of Imam al-Hussein is a very vast one. The Islamic Republic of Iran, Yemen, Bahrain, Hijaz, Iraq, Nigeria, Palestine, Syria, and Lebanon. Al-Hussein is not an Iraqi or an Arab. Imam Ali too is global, and we are waiting for the revolution of global Imam who will thoroughly fill the earth with equity and justice. The martyrs have basically freed themselves from the earth. I'm not referring to the earth or the homeland, but rather to this ground, lowly earth. O you who have faith, what is the matter with you that when you are told to go forth in the cause of Allah, you adhere heavily to the earth? This earth is rejected by the heaven. Allah says, do not adhere to the earth.
And now, Sister Zainab talks about the importance of respecting the status of a shaheed.
As I walk through the palm groves, I hear the wind that blows and whispers the epic of the red moments of martyrdom in the ears of the trees. I, in my dreams, recall your last flight. I listen to the silent palm groves. O great one, O dear martyr, look at how we have been crumpled into ourselves. Speak to us of the vastness of the distant horizons and of the sound of love, so that we may ponder on the elevated peaks of freedom. Our belief is in your heavenly eyes. Our belief is in your heavenly eyes, which sprinkle the streets of the city with the rays of the sun. You are the hero that cries out the most poetic words on countless nights, crying on the shoulders of the moon. You are not here, but it is yours that the city breathes your memory, and your name spells out the signs of our roads and streets, letter by letter. We have found the power of our days in following the footsteps of resistance. We stand proudly and whisper your message to the offspring of our homeland. May we be able to continue your legacy, which is the legacy of the great men of God.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shaheed Mansoor Sattari. If you have any questions or comments, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir and visit our website, which is parstoday.com. And if you click on the link Call of Islam on the top right corner of the page, you can listen to this program as well as our other programs. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.